It wasn't the only bizarre report Sharp received. Late in July, Butler delivered to him a Confederate deserter from Wilmington, North Carolina, named Thomas J. Powell, who had a story Sharp found incredible, as he later reported to Washington. Powell claimed the Confederates had launched an expedition of 3 steamers with 1,600 Marines and 30,000 weapons to sail north along the East Coast to the grimly deplorable Union War Prison at Point Lookout on the sandy tip of the Virginia Peninsula where the Potomac River joined the Chesapeake Bay. They planned to free its 15,000 inmates. Powell said he acquired some of his information by pickpocketing documents describing the mission from a Confederate detective he had been walking with along a Wilmington street. Sharp had heard a lot of tall tales from deserters trying to inflate the value of their information, and he suspected this was one of them. But he thought there might be a kernel of truth in Powell's account, so he alerted Patrick, Grant, and Washington. Powell did, in fact, have some of the story right. His numbers, however, were wrong. 800 volunteers with 20,000 weapons on 5 boats planned to sail from Wilmington to Point Lookout, and the prison raid never came off. While Early marched north to Washington, Lee got Davis to approve adding another mission for his expedition. As he approached Washington, a cavalry force would break off and ride to Point Lookout to link up with the Wilmington contingent and free the prisoners. But Early's detachment never made it to Point Lookout, and Davis, fearing word had leaked of the plan, called back the Wilmington group on July 11th. Sharp's spy operation had its dirty aspects as well. At the end of August, McEntee turned over to him 2 deserters who had been tortured to no avail. John Boyle arrived claiming he had fled a Virginia regiment. McEntee thought he was lying and had him tied by his thumbs all day, a common punishment during the war that prisoners found painful when applied for long periods. But he still sticks to his story, McEntee told Sharp. I turn him over to you for treatment. Which meant another torture technique to force him to confess he was a Confederate plant. The other man was George McKay, who claimed to be a Canadian forced into the rebel army. McEntee concluded McKay was totally deranged. An aide had him tortured here, he told Sharp, and it made a perfect lunatic of him for 24 hours.